That's Chris Pippen and Chris Pippen on vocals, harmonizing with himself.
A duo.
Hey, thanks for the intro, Chris. Man, in the house, welcome back to the Montarctica podcast. We got Johnny and I.
Yeah.
I made a vow to myself that I was going to try and do a podcast every night this week, and I'm going to be one tired puppy, I'm sure, because of it, but
yeah.
I figured I'd try and wing it.
Always am.
Both him and I were sitting back going, like, I don't really feel that creative tonight or whatever, but I'm gonna do it anyway, you know? What the hell? Here we are. Johnny's, what are you, half beer, two beers deep?
Yeah, I think so. Beer and a half deep.
Beer and a half deep. Mine are a little quieter than your headphones, I think. I turned up just a hair. And I'll try not to yell.
All right. So, I don't have the energy to yell today.
What's new in your world, man?
Oh, geez. Besides a whole bunch of things.
Not a whole bunch of things not to bring to the air. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the last three things that have happened in my life to say yet, whether I'm comfortable.
Yeah, it's good, but, you know.
Yeah, sun's been shining.
Yep. Yeah, Johnny was saying here a couple days ago, he goes, man, it's going to be a good summer. It's going to be a good summer. I actually went and looked at a new Montarctica Studios today.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think I'm going to do it, but a landlord had a house that came open for rent, so I went and checked it out, and it's actually a four-bedroom. It's got a big garage, and it's got an extra wood, like a room that would be a studio room. I bet it's easily maybe bigger than this room. It's not as long, but it's more square.
Cool.
But the only thing is that the house doesn't have a bathtub. It's got a shower, like a lengthwise shower type thing,
right?
One of them, but no bathtub. And we got little kids, so you got to throw them in the bath. And then in the master bedroom, there's just like a wicker slide thing. Whoa, shit, there goes my mic. I just went to make the slide motion with my hand and knocked my mic almost right off the mic stand.
Travis forgot this isn't TV.
So anyway, it's got those wicker like closet door things, and it's like the door goes like right across your knees pretty much if you're going to take a dump in the master bedroom. So I don't know. I mean, there's lots to it that I like, but I don't think we're going to do it because it's a little more expensive than this house.
Wouldn't you take a dump in the master bathroom? Not in the master bedroom.
It is literally in the master bedroom. And then there's like, I mean, there's a toilet there. And then there's just like a little tiny piece wide as this bar. It's got a little sink right next to it and like a little bit of tile. And then like,
when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You're shitting in a closet. But the room's big. The room is huge, man.
Oh, that is funny.
Hey, honey, I'm going to head to the closet.
What do you know?
Stay tight. Don't.
Right off the bat, might be our record. What did it take? 3 minutes and we're at toilet humor?
I was talking with Jerry McEwen the other day about this, and he goes, but toilet humor's funny.
It is. We always end up there for sure. God dang. Never fails. And we don't plan it that way either.
No. God. That definitely wasn't a topic on the board.
Yeah, we never write down toilet humor.
Right to the crapper in the bedroom.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it is kind of a cool house. There's certain things about it I liked. Like, at least all the kids would have their own bedroom. But.
Yeah.
It's more money. The kitchen's nice. The kitchen's huge with big cupboards and stuff. So, yeah. Thought about it.
It's always scary, I guess. I'm doing the same thing myself.
I don't really need to upgrade by $100 and some bucks.
No, it's extra money at the end of it all when it's all said and done. An extra $100.
$125 than what I pay, actually.
It's extra.
Yeah, that'd be a house you could move into, even.
Good. Other than I already got one.
Other than you already figured one out, yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, the sun shines. It's going to be a good summer.
Johnny's trying to move, and Johnny's moving on up.
Yeah, it should be cool.
To the south side.
Yeah. Should be cool.
Nobody needs to know where Johnny lives. It's still on the moon. Yeah, where the hell it is.
So what is it, 1600 Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Washington, D.C.
Those are some high hopes. Or you just don't value your life that much.
Yeah, one of the two. No.
Man, presidents go through and they literally come out 4 years or 8 years later looking like they aged horrible. 20 years.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
They go in sometimes looking young and peppy, and man, they're, whew, I can't imagine what it wears on a guy.
No, I can't either. I mean,
it's kind of a dated system. I mean, like, to have one dude control this whole place when we all have internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we can all vote, voice our opinions, and people are crazy. But thing is we're a lot different here in Montana than what somebody in New York's going to be, or their views a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Just because of different issues that arise.
Yeah, so, it's not, yeah, not everybody should get the same opinion or the same voiceful opinion that matters.
Over our land that's south of our house or, you know, wherever.
The people that actually live here and take care of it.
Yeah.
Instead of the people that read something and think they develop a passion for it.
Yep.
Well, people around here have had passion for it for years.
Been here, yeah. You know. Yeah, that's a good point. Man, so things are kind of looking up. We got a good comedy show coming.
That's right.
You're Adam Hunter, Sean McBride. I'm sure if you guys listen to any other podcasts or even follow me on social media, you're probably getting sick of me plugging it yet. But trust me, you don't want to miss this show. It's going to be sweet.
The 16th?
Yeah. And 10 days.
It? In 10 days.
9 days, actually. The 25th and 26th.
Right.
Next Thursday and Friday.
Cool.
One at the Villa Theater, one at the Buffalo. Yeah, it's going to be fun, man.
It should be fun. Hopefully it'll be a nice weekend, too, and be able to go camp out at the lake and catch the show. And
yeah.
That should be a fun weekend.
I think so. That's my plan anyway. Should be. I hope everything works out good. I got a lot to do in the next 2 weeks still. I mean, it's not a whole bunch of major stuff left, but there's some stuff left for sure.
Just the stressful stuff left now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole logistics of showing up at the show and making everything work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even making sure everything's set up, making sure you got the right this there and the right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking for some stage lighting. I got certain things that work for our lighting, and I light the background of the Villa screen with the projector, you know, but looking for some stage light. If somebody's got some stage lighting laying around, I'd like to do some cool shit. I watched a couple YouTube videos on how to get real quality stage lighting, and I was like, huh. No kidding. Why didn't I think of that? And then, so now that I'd really like to do it because it would make the show look way better if I could just like 4 or 5 cans, I could do it. Be kind of fun. There's a lot to learn when you're doing shit like that all on your own, man.
Yeah, I suppose every single time.
I guarantee even all the way up, the better. And I bet even at the end of a Garth Brooks show, they go, man, we should have did this.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed, you know? Somebody's, yep. No question about that. I think that's the nature of the beast.
Anytime you're dealing with that many people at one time.
Yep. Well, it's hard to coordinate. I don't even know how they can run a successful kindergarten. Ooh. You try to coordinate, you know, just adults is hard enough. Imagine trying to coordinate a bunch of kindergartners. That blows my mind when I see kindergartners come out in line and respectful and doing what.
Yeah.
Like, no how kidding. Did you get them to do that?
Yeah, I got kids and it's tough to get them to the dinner table at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
It blows my mind.
Sometimes, you know, when you're a parent, you do things like you're correcting your kid or disciplining them, you know, and you feel, sometimes you feel like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, no, he needs it, you know.
There's a fine line there between.
Yeah.
God dang it. Well, if you just didn't do this, I wouldn't have to get upset about it.
Yeah. Or if you did do what I told you to.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and it wasn't even that big a deal.
Gosh, but dang.
Dang it.
Kids are crazy, man. They, just the mentality and like.
Well, they're more dangerous now because they're so smart. They're all so much smarter than
technology that they get right now. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have the world at our fingertips until we were 20 or later than that even, but these kids have had the world at their fingertips since they were born. Yeah. And so they can watch.
Yep. Anything they want to know, they can figure out, bang, at the just tip the
show,
of their fingers.
Just the show Mythbusters, the things that they've bunked or debunked or whatever in so many years.
Yeah.
You know, the things that we probably believed as a little kid.
Oh, yeah. I was watching something today on TV, and it was showing, it was one of the NCIS or something like that. And the guy was swimming underwater trying to defuse bombs, but there was a guy up standing on the bridge shooting a semi-automatic weapon at him. And so he would happen to dive down in the water and was showing these bullets while he was way down in the water.
Yeah.
Come zooming by him. And I was like, they showed that on Mythbusters, I believe, and that is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, the things you didn't know when you were a kid, you know,
because
we didn't have the internet then.
The bullets don't travel underwater. Once they hit water, they lose all their force, according to that, whatever it was they did.
I still wouldn't want to be in the way.
No, it doesn't seem right, but we've seen in all those movies so many times how dangerous, you know, a bullet going through the water can still get you, but...
I think here's a story.
It blew my mind anyway.
You can shoot a BB gun underwater and get a fish. Yeah. This is a crazy story. And I can't remember if it was Coal Ponds or where it was, but I had this old BB gun, spring loaded, shitty BB gun, that the barrel had like fallen out, but it would still shoot things. So there were all these little minnows in these little pools. And if you could get it right over their back and pull the trigger, it would drop them. And we were like, it was pretty amazing. But I remember that day, the end of my barrel fell off into the mud, and that BB gun never worked again. In fact, I think that BB gun's still out at the cabin without the end of the barrel.
Oh, really?
But yeah, there was all these little minnows, and like, you know, they'd just sit and hover. Or you know how if you get it right above their back, you go, pink.
Yeah, I have one of those air rifles, and I'm pretty sure that would never work under the water.
I got a really good air rifle one, like from, you know, like the shooting sports type one.
Oh, sweet.
Just never use it. It's sitting in my mom's house. Never use it. They're cool. They are. They shoot well. But, you know.
They're pretty fun.
There's lots of things in this world that are fun. I just wish I had some more money to get it. And then again, it'd be fun to not have all of it, too, and not have to care for all of it.
I know.
Just to have a backpack would be pretty fun, too.
Yeah, I remember the days when I did that, man, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of weird, strange nights, you know, you didn't know what you were doing or where you were going to be, but it was cool in its own way, the young man's game.
Yeah. I like couch and bed now.
Comfort is,
I don't sleep very well on somebody else's couch either.
No.
Or in a car.
There's something about just being home, you know, even like going on a road trip somewhere cool with cool people, everything's good, but there's nothing like when you get home and plop down on the couch for a minute and just take that minute of silence and deep breath.
The comfort of your own home, you know, like that was part of it today too, looking at that house. I was just like, well, we've already kind of made this one ours, you know, and now it's...
Yeah, you get attached and you get comfortable and geez, just looking at in this room, you know how much time it will take to move this somewhere.
You're right. It looks like a goddamn Applebee's in here. All kinds of shit hanging on the walls.
The Applebee recording studio.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Man, I wonder how many posters and shit there are on the wall now. I'm going to be counting them just to see. There's a lot of stuff.
Maybe that should be a trivia question. See who comes the closest.
There you go.
It'd be hard there to guess without actually looking at the room.
There's been pictures, you know, semi.
That's true.
Room, but
boy, I wouldn't begin to guess, and I'm not gonna start counting because then you'll lose me.
Me too. I'm over here looking at the walls. Just quit podcasting.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to take a break.
ADD in full effect. I'll be right back with you with a number.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking today that Joe Rogan's podcast, he's got Graham Hancock on, who's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, and we got to talking about, he talks about comets and asteroids, and I don't think that we work enough to pay attention to comets and asteroids to try and make a stop. Like, we spend trillions of dollars on war and bombing each other, but the one thing that could literally take all of us off this planet, we just watch them fly around in the sky. Like, we don't have a plan.
No, as a matter of fact, I think we suspended the NASA space shuttle program.
Yeah, what a terrible idea.
What? We're done exploring?
To me, yeah, that's...
I suppose it's privatized now, but, man, I'd say NASA was the cutting edge because...
That's what made America great. You know, one of those...
Yeah.
One of those, woohoo, we landed on the moon.
It seems strange because, you know, I'm sure private companies, well, they'll get there in time. NASA was so far advanced from everybody because, you know, I'm sure NASA, what did NASA have, a billion secrets they didn't release to anybody and still to this day probably don't, I would imagine. Yeah. So they just had to take the time to, you know, figure it out on their own just to become on the equal playing field. So and now it just seems like they wasted a lot of time to me.
Yeah. Now there's a lot of people figuring stuff out. I mean,
yeah.
Like SpaceX is going to be pretty cool.
Right. And, but you wonder, was that like selfish? Because I'm sure NASA didn't divulge all their secrets. No way.
What if they open sourced everything so anybody could build a rocket?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Just put the plans on the internet.
Yeah, they couldn't just, you know.
Let any crazy guy in his backyard take it. You see him blast off all the time.
Some of these companies that are trying, and it's like they're struggling for some of the most basic things where, you know, if they had NASA's information,
yeah,
they could be on an even playing field. So, I don't know. I'm sure NASA still does research and tests and all sorts of things, but...
I think we should, like, quadruple the budget that NASA gets right now. And if I was president... No. Not that I've looked at the rest of the budget,
but... There you go. Talk about aging well.
Yeah.
You know, that's where your stress factor will come in. You go on to do something, but you can only do not that.
Yeah. No, screw it. I'm spending it on cryogenics and NASA. They're going to fly my decrepit old body out, freeze me in the middle of space, and hopefully somebody finds me and warms me back up in a utopia land.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
I know, guy can dream.
Yeah.
When you were a little kid, did death scare you? No. I remember a couple times like waking up and being like, Mom, I don't want to die, ever.
I don't think it ever really bothered me until my car wrecked. And it got to me a little bit.
The thing, like, to me, I always say it, too, is that I just want to do so many things, and I haven't got to do a lot of them yet.
It took, what pisses me off is it took me so long to figure out to just calm down and pay attention a little more than I was.
Yeah.
God, I wasted a lot of time. Well, I wasted a lot of time at urinals, too. I could have learned foreign language in the amount of time I spent pissing my whole life. Finally,
before they fixed me.
Now it's like, holy, all the time I've spent pissing in my life.
John got an addict to me.
An addict. I think about it still. It's so bizarre. My whole life I've spent going, what the fuck? What the fuck? Everybody has teased me about it my whole life, too. No, it wasn't. Well, there was a constrictor. It was from a motorcycle wreck when I was young.
Hmm.
Just never realized it, I guess.
Yeah, those trophies of motorcycles in the corner of the room did not come easy. My body hurts to this day because of the shit that I've done. But man, is it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am. Can't wait to buy my dirt bike again. Yeah. Buy another one. Because, dude, who else? I can't afford a pilot's license, and that's one way to fly and feel weightless. When you hit a 120-foot jump, dude, it's the coolest feeling in the world. You're up there and you're weightless, just floating around and hopefully not dying.
Yeah, depends on the landing.
You get a good, smooth, buttery landing, man. There's nothing better. Throw it all out sideways and hang it out there. And yeah, man, it's fun. I can't wait to get another one. I wonder how many, with our Philippine listeners, I wonder, how is it? Are there guys over there that are good bike riders? Because, like, isn't that where they... Don't they have a lot of, like, little mopeds people ride around town everywhere? Yeah. And you always see them zigging and zagging in between each other. You'd think if you rode one every day to work, you'd get to be pretty good.
I would think.
I wonder if there's anybody over there that's just, like, a stud motorcycle rider that has been undiscovered.
I'm sure. I'm sure there must be. Yeah.
Because those guys zooming in and out of traffic, that takes some skill. I ride the 50 to work every day. I was before...
Not only does it take skill, it takes one of the main things is balls.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I after riding the 50 all the time, for me, I can wheelie that fucker for 5-6 blocks.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun little bike.
Yeah. Yeah, a little 50. If you're trying to learn how to ride a motorcycle, find somebody that's got like a little Honda 50 or something, because you can set the throttle so that it doesn't go too fast. And
yeah, we just let Marissa ride yours the other day.
It's a good learning bike.
Yeah, right? It was funny. She had a full face helmet on, and you could still see the smile.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
It's tough not to smile with that on that bike. Yeah. Like, I don't even care what people think about me.
I hear you.
I'm grinning the whole time.
I rode it down the street the other day, and holy crap, just smiling, you know. It's just fun.
It's like a cross between a toy and a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not too... You know it's fast enough that you could hurt yourself, but it's not, like, so scary fast that it's going to rip your arms out of socket when it takes off or anything. Yeah,
it's pretty gentle.
So, yeah, that's fun times.
That was funny. Yeah, now I'm probably on the hook for a...
Yeah, I probably just cost you a couple or 10 grand throughout your life.
Yeah, I think we'll start with us. We'll get bigger than a 50, and she's getting tall enough. I think the 125 will be the way to go. That way I can test ride it all the time for her, too, and make sure that it's in proper condition. You know, dad's got to make sure that the...
Dad's just got to take your bike out and test ride it.
Yeah, make sure everything's okay.
I don't want any loose parts.
Yeah, don't want to send you out on an inferior product.
That's why I ride my kid's bike every day. The 50 is my kid's bike.
There you go.
To ride it to work, it's especially in the summertime. Like, if it's a nice morning, man, and I understand, like, people on a big bike, it's just, and I would ride a big motorcycle once I get one going or got a good one, but it's still not as much fun as riding that 50. No. Like, you literally can revert back to your childhood days where you can jump curbs, wheelie over shit, and, like...
Little bikes are fun.
Oh, my God. I can rip through an alley so fast. Like, it's fun. It's so much fun. Cruising around on that little thing.
I agree.
We just, like... I got this idea that I think it'd be so much fun if I could buy a bunch of those little 50s. And then have a 50 track at the cabin, but like run it like a go-kart track, only it's everybody's on 50s.
Yeah.
And have just an epic track out there.
Well, you might have one hell of a time getting insurance.
Yeah, I would think so. Bring your own.
Sign your waiver or whatever.
If you die, it's not our fault. If you die, we throw you in the river.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. I don't know, maybe not. It would be fun.
There's got to be. If you can get insurance for skydiving, I would think you'd get insurance for riding 50s.
True. Yeah. It's something I'd do. I think that'd be fun.
Hell yeah! Bring a whole party of your friends out for a birthday party or something.
Yeah.
It'd be a blast.
Yeah, you know, even if you only ran a few bikes at a time, you know, and have heats, you could have plan a party around it, and
or even just have a. You know, just a course where people could just come rent one and ride around. Yeah. You don't even have to race them, but race them would be fun.
Or, depending, you could do time trials. You would never...
One in a row. Hey, now we only need one bike. Good thinking, Johnny.
Hey, what can I say?
Perfect. It's on. Yeah. We just started a business.
Bang.
Well, with that, I ran out of water, so I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you. Montarctic Podcast. All right, we're back from break. Hey, speaking of businesses that you could start, is there anything like today I was giving my kid a haircut and I thought I was pretty good. I was like, dang, I could cut hair for a living. And then after he showered, he came back in and he's like, Dad, do you think you could trim these parts a little more too? Because I'm like, shit, he's 10 and he's got an opinion now.
Yeah, and it's not as easy to do that and make it look even as it
is. No, I thought it looked good. It's not a bad haircut.
I've gotten fairly good at it over the years.
I used to cut my dad's hair all the time. But anyway, it was just funny because I thought I was doing good and then Braden came back and it wasn't.
Must be a dad thing, cutting your kid's hair. I don't know.
I used to cut my dad's hair though.
Yeah.
Like the opposite way. We'd do, I'd be like, you cut mine, I cut yours.
Yeah.
Type of thing, yeah.
I've cut quite a few. How do you say that?
I've never got a haircut? Who are you kidding?
I've cut some hair in my day. My mom was a beautician, though, so mine are pretty good.
Yeah. What, is the mohawk the craziest hair you've ever had?
No. No, I had some pretty wild crap growing up.
Did you ever shave anything into your head?
Oh, yeah. I think I had, one time I had this crisscross pattern in there, and then I had, like, a mohawk. And I got to school one day, and it was awesome. I was proud of it. It was badass. And my brother called me. What the hell did he? He called me something. And it stuck, and it looked like a pineapple, you know, looking back on it. And he called
Johnny
me...
Johnny Pineapple?
Yeah, he called me something, and all his buddies were like, oh, ho, ho, you're so... And I'm going, that doesn't even make sense. I get the pineapple joke. And he was just doing it to bug me. But, no, I did that. I had a lot of crazy... Oh, I've had some hairdos.
I had a smiley face in the back of my head once.
Yeah.
Looked like... a bullseye from a ways away.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I've had, like, the zigzags up here and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was never afraid of a wild haircut. That was never the problem.
I figured I had red hair. What else do you do with it?
Yeah.
You know, like,
what's true. True, that's wild already.
Unique. Yeah, fuck, I don't... And people always want to dye their hair red. I don't get it.
I guess either.
I guess maybe the part about dyeing your hair red is like you still get to not be Ginge and have red hair. But the problem is you get red hair, then your skin is fucking light and fair.
True,
and
true.
You burn. Yeah.
Redheaded and a beautiful tan, you know, they color their hair.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, there's some dark redheads like that, but yeah, I'm
I was just the other day, I was outside working, and I didn't realize that it was in the morning. It was kind of cool, and I was wearing a long sleeve shirt. And then the sun came out, and so I took it off, and it was in the backyard and grass, and there was trees around there. I didn't think much of it, and geez, then I got home, and guess what?
A little hot.
My freaking elbows were...
Do you sunburn?
Red. No, I don't sunburn, but I just
tan,
feel
that
skin tighten, and it was like, oh... I got sun. I didn't even realize I'd gotten sun. And I did.
Carol just loves it, man. She can literally, she's never been sunburned. Ever.
Huh.
And like the other day, she was out here. I was like, hey, your face is getting red. Like, giving her some shit. She's like, it'll be brown. Yeah. I'm like, whatever.
Sure enough,
just dark brown.
I've gotten sunburned before, I guess. Like when I would go out on the lake for the first sunny day and not think about it because it just felt so good. And you're sitting out on a boat on a lake all day and you come home and you're sick because you have a fever because you just got way too much sun.
I've literally like cooked my skin before being as white as I am.
Yeah. Well, I can
shade imagine. Is my friend.
I can imagine.
Anything above 80, shade is my friend. Like it's 70s are great.
Yeah. But
my ideal temperature outside would probably be like 71-ish.
Sun. Yeah, it depends on what you're
maybe
doing.
A little, yeah.
I don't know.
If I'm trying to be in the water, you know,
I like it
push
warm.
It into the 80s. Yeah. But
yeah, if I'm just out and about and dinking off. And it's different, too. Like, if you're in the mountains, it's different. You could use all the sun you want in the mountains because, man, when it goes behind the mountains, it gets chilly fast. Yeah,
that's true.
But then you get too much sun, and then when that sun goes down and it cools off, your skin's so warm that it feels so cold.
Yep. Sunburns are terrible, man. Like, that's... Anymore, I hardly ever wear sunscreen. Like, I'm just got good enough to know I can feel it that I need to go hide in the shade somewhere, you know, or just cover my head up or whatever, but... As a little kid, you know, you'd get out. Your parents take you to the water slides or whatever, and I'm not stopping. I'm at the water
no
slides.
No way, I'm not taking a break.
Yeah, and I've just cooked.
I never get too bad. Every once in a while, like I said, if I'm not paying attention or something, and it's the first time out and it's beautiful and you're just excited for the day.
Yeah.
I've gotten to where I can feel it. I definitely feel it. But I never get a blistered or a...
My kid got himself pretty crispy over at his grandma's a weekend ago or whatever. They were out in the pool or whatever. Yeah, he was pretty tender.
Yeah.
He whined about it quite a bit. I knew it hurt
him. And that sucks for a kid when it happens, too, because It's hard to explain. It's like, you know, you got to sometimes cut down on the fun yeah. so you don't have this misery.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. So, like, when I was talking about what you'd be good at, before we took our break, we were talking about crazy businesses that something would have came up, you know. And one other thing for me is, like, cooking. I feel like I could cook some shit.
Cooking is fun. If you have all the right equipment and enough room.
And I do, man.
Having enough room to me is key. You can make almost anything work if you have enough room.
Like, yeah.
Yet where I live, I have such limited amounts of counter space and kitchen space that it's almost frustrating.
A couple years ago, or actually maybe it was last year, I got Carol a $100 knife, like a legit balanced chef's knife. And trust me, it's worth $100.
I believe it.
After I've used it, like, that's the only knife I use to, like, cut up when you're cutting vegetables or whatever it is.
Dude. You pay for, you get what you pay for. We were just watching
that. It's a global, man. It is cool.
We were just watching that stupid hose commercial on TV. And yeah. we were talking about nearly the same thing, where they show that it's indestructible and it's so much better than every other hose. And if you're from here or around here, you've probably seen it. And we were laughing at it because if it was that good, wouldn't it be more than $19.99?
Yeah.
I really think it would be a little more expensive.
It just looks...
like those pans they sell, too. They say they're the best pan out on the market. And it's only $19.99. No way.
They can't hang with my cast iron.
For only $19.99? Dude, it can't be good. It just can't.
No, man. We got a pretty good collection of some cast iron pans. And if you get them nice and seasoned and like you use them and clean them right, and we do, and man, they work great.
Yeah, I like cast iron.
But we also have some other nice shit too, you know, nonstick stuff when you need it. But
yeah, I like cast iron.
Fuck yeah, there's something to be said about the way that they. Mm-hmm. The best thing about cast iron is how it holds its heat.
Yeah, it takes it a minute to get warm, but then
any other pan though, it cooks so much better because it holds its heat. Yeah. Other pans cool down.
Right.
If you put a piece of chicken in the middle of a pan,
it cools down
right around where that chicken is, and then you move it, and then it's never as hot there.
No, that cast iron is kick-ass for that.
Yeah.
It sucks, though, when you think it's cooled down, and you just go grab it by the handle, and it hasn't.
Oh, torture. There's a deal at Valley Drug that's a cast iron. It's a rubber silicone thing or whatever that goes over your handle. And they have one at Valley Drug, but I think it's fairly spendy. I looked at it one day and I was like, I'll just not burn my hand.
I did that once where I put my, what was it? I don't remember what I was even making, but I cooking something and I had it, I was frying something and then I put it in the oven. Maybe it was chicken. Don't recall it right now, but I remember I grabbed the pot holder and took it out and set it on the stovetop.
Yeah.
And let it sit there for a bit. And the first thing I did when I walked back in was I just grabbed that sucker. I mean, thank God I had waited, 10 minutes. But it was still, like you said, it held the heat so much that it was still hotter than crap. I mean, and then instantly I was like, you idiot. Yep. What have you, knew.
Or if you leave the burner on and you forgot about it, how hot they stay. Jeez.
Yep.
Yeah, I've definitely singed myself with cast iron. It's one of those burns, though, that it makes you learn.
Oh, yeah.
You know to go touch that thing before you.
Quickly, Absolutely.
I got a full set, man. I got a nice cast iron, like a regular skillet. I got a flat skillet. I got a grill pan, so you can actually, like, grill steaks inside. Sure. And I got a bacon press. And then I got a little cast iron one that's the perfect size for sandwich bread. Like, literally fits on the outsides of the crust. And you stick your sandwich in there. And then a lot of times I'll put the bacon press on it. And it'll, like, almost panini the sandwich. Oh, it's so good. Just grills them perfect.
So I always wanted to get one of those Dutch oven ones.
Yep.
Because I think you could make pretty much anything you want in there. You make a 7-course meal with a Dutch oven.
You're right. I've used them camping. I think I got one in the camp box out here. But
I used to have one. I don't know what happened. I probably sat out over the winter one time, and when I went back to it, it was all rusted, and I gave up on it. Be my guess.
If you don't take care of a cast iron pan, they're a lot of work, but if you do take care of them, They're way easier than any other pan. Like literally just
wipe
you
them
get
out
a,
and go.
Yeah, you get a good brush, like just a good solid bristle brush and some like rock salt you keep around and just throw rock salt in.
Yeah.
Scrub it out. Hit it with like a towel just to clean it out and then oil it. And either most time if I oil it, sometimes I'll just throw them in the oven for a minute or whatever.
Yeah, that's, I get it. Yeah, I get it a little warm and then I put oil in it and then I wipe it up. And
yeah, they work awesome. Yeah. I fucking love them. I wish I, and that's something, kids, buy cast iron when you get out because no, they'll last your whole life.
And you might ruin your first set.
Yeah,
most likely you will.
If you don't know how to deglaze them and stuff. But it's easy. If you're a college kid, to deglaze it, throw some fucking whiskey in there.
Yeah.
And it'll, or some wine or whatever, some alcohol, and that'll like take all the shit right off of it.
Yeah.
You know, just scrub it right off.
Yeah, I don't use mine a whole bunch, but there's certain things I definitely use it for. And I very rarely even clean it.
I usually just wipe it out. I bet ours is our most used pan, like our regular cast iron skillet. I bet that's our most used one that we use.
I leave it greasy all the time. I leave it oily, or not greasy, oily.
But yeah, I don't cook pasta in it or something, you know?
Right,
but I mean,
right.
It's a hell of a pan. And like I said, if you're a young kid, you're starting out, literally all you need is one good cast iron skillet, and it's literally going to last longer than you are.
Yeah.
If you take care of it the right way.
They're heavy, though.
Yeah, it'll build some muscle in the kitchen for you.
That's what they say, cast iron for camping, but I would never put one of those in my backpack.
Too heavy, yeah, to pack for that. No shit.
I mean, yeah, if you were just camping, I guess, out of the back of your vehicle or out of a camper or something.
This box that's holding up the garage door that fell down the other night on us is my old camping box, or it was my dad's old camping box. And I remember as a kid, man, that thing was so goddamn heavy. I mean, it's all out of plywood. Plus, it was full of cast iron skillets and shit. And it'd be the one thing, hey, unload that out of the trailer or whatever it was. And he's like, Jesus Christ.
This heavy-ass box. The one part of the weekend that you sweat it over.
Have you ever camped in the Little Belts?
I have not.
Man, Montana's hidden treasure.
Yeah.
It is sweet up there.
I don't think I've ever been to them. I'm not sure. I think I've been to them. Or is it near like
Utica?
Utica.
The other side of Lewistown.
Okay. Yeah. Is it like
Yogo Sapphire Village and shit?
Okay.
It's cool.
I think
they
have been in there. When I was younger, I was there, and my uncle lived in Fort Bend, and it seemed like we took trips through somewhere.
Well, like Neihardt, is in the Little Belts.
It seems like we took trips through there, but I don't remember every trip I took with my uncle.
Man, it was I don't know though. We used to camp there as little kids. That's why I brought it up. Or my parents would always take us up there. Just such crystal clear streams everywhere. You can see the fish swimming in them.
Hmm.
I mean, that's literally Montana at its finest.
I was just explaining a couple of my favorite places to somebody about the coolest places in Montana that I've been. And there's still, I haven't been to either of them in quite a while. And once I started talking about them, I was like, oh, this is going to be a good summer because I want to go see them all again. I'm not going to name a single one of them right now.
There's a lot of good ones.
Because I want to go see them by myself this summer. And as soon as I say them, those gems are going to be lost. Maybe not, whatever. But they're like the epitome. They're cool. Coolest things I've ever seen. Maybe after summer I'll
There's a place south of Red Lodge that's cool as hell.
Yeah. My parents used to live in Absarokee, and I did a lot of exploring between Absarokee and Red Lodge and all around that area.
Yeah.
Hidden gems everywhere around there.
There is.
It's just, I suppose, when you're that close to Yellowstone.
Yeah, that's the scary thing, too. There goes back to the natural disasters thing, man. Yeah. Like,
what about a comet? How about the imploding?
Yeah, how about just Yellowstone goes? Or a comet hits Yellowstone and accelerates it.
No, you got me You piqued my
just
curiosity.
Just an asteroid, just a small meteor or something.
Yeah, it might be best.
Pokes a hole.
Because if it hit there, it might just engulf it.
Just makes a 12-year-long fart noise coming out of the bottom of the lake.
Yeah, it might just go, yep. And it might be the perfect place for a meteorite to hit big old asteroid.
I'm not going to wish it. I don't think that's...
No, it's...
Not so sure that's the answer.
No. I don't know.
Let's kick this party off with an asteroid.
Yeah. Let's order one right here.
Jesus. Oh, man, that's scary to even think about.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, we had a big ass tree outside of my house that, I guess, made me terrified as a kid. Because in the big windstorm, it would really rock above my window. And I always knew, like... The fucker breaks.
One of these days.
I'm dead. And, but my parents ended up getting it cut down, I think, because of that. But yeah, I remember for a while thinking, I don't even like sleeping up here when it's windy.
Yeah. I remember things when I was a kid that scared the crap out of me. One of my worst was when I'd have a fever. If you ever got a fever and then you watch some old show, even now I think about those old shows and creepy and just... Terrible things to watch when you're a little kid and you have a fever. And
I think you're dying?
Yeah, you know, and you're like half hallucinating when you have a fever. Your brain's on fire. You're not feeling right. And I remember watching some shows that to this day just make me cringe if I see them. Ripley's Believe It or Not, that was one of them.
Yeah?
Because they'd always had strange things. And
dudes that... would hang themselves up by their nose.
Yeah, and even the way the guy talked and made everything so mysterious. I remember laying there having a fever, watching that, and just like...
Unsolved Mysteries is the creepiest shit I've ever heard myself.
Yeah, there's just certain things that, I don't know, I suppose I relate it to feeling miserable and being out of my mind. Well, I guess that goes for...
80s TV, man, is... It's weird when there was only, you know, so many networks and so many people recording themselves. Now everybody in the world has a camera in their hand.
Yeah. Yeah, and hardly anything goes unnoticed.
You're right. I mean, like, that's why I enjoy those secret spots in Montana.
Yep. That's why maybe at the end of summer I'll tell you I went.
Get the hell away and then you can eventually see it on my Instagram or something.
Yeah. Or take pictures and where's Waldo, you know? If you guess, it will tell you.
Yeah, no shit. That'd be kind of a fun trip.
Soar into secrecy.
Have you been here? There'd be people that would get it. I see people do that on Facebook sometimes, and people are like, oh, that's up in Pipestone outside of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a... That would be pretty fun this summer.
If only the money was there.
I know.
It's not like... gas isn't that expensive, but it's the fact that you got to take it off from work and you got to take off. And
traveling, period, is expensive. Eating at not your house is probably the most expensive because, you know, it's one thing. You can go to McDonald's and eat fairly cheap, but you don't want to do that. You get sick of doing that. It's
when you're out of town, you want to go eat
the
local good places, too. Right. I like it.
But. Yeah, and that's either that or... You pack a cooler thinking if you're going camping or something, and then 90% of the time, half of your cooler goes to waste.
Yeah. It does. You're right. You always either end up way overpacking
or way watered down because you forgot to change the ice one day or for a couple hours or whatever happens. It seems
soggy
like
soggy hot dogs.
Yeah. You get.
I feel like that'd be a good name for a band, soggy hot dog.
Hot dogs. Wow. That's.
The soggy hot dogs.
The soggers.
Oh, man.
Okay, not my band, but somebody's.
That is going to be your band. Johnny and the soggy hot dogs.
The sog dogs.
Man.
Yeah. I can only imagine the groupies for a band named like that.
The sog dogs.
Yeah. Sorry, baby, this one's expired.
The long-awaited pause was on purpose, because we did take a little bit of a break at the end there. The soggy hot dog thing got to me, and I had to pee, and I needed a beer.
He had to go check the meat in the fridge.
Yeah.
Make sure his hot dogs weren't sogging.
Yeah, always goes to the toilet humor.
Yeah, where's the... This was refrigerator humor.
Yeah. So, anyway, what's some of the cool spots you have been in Montana that you're not going to go in that are, like, secret camping spots, something? Like, what's something neat in Montana you've been to?
We used to go to the Glacier in Yellowstone all the time, and they're cool. They're still cool.
Yep, they are.
They're some of the funnest spots in the world, especially if you're in the right frame of mind and you walk a trail in Yellowstone, you're going to see some of the weirdest colors you've ever seen in your life and some of the coolest, just bizarre things just out of Mother Nature. I give that one a pretty good thumbs up. It's a lot of traffic and a lot of people. You got to have the right mindset to get rid of your anxiety and that whole thing. But, man, if you can just deal with that and walk around and see it, beautiful, especially if you camp there. I swear the weather is different. The smells are different. The sounds are different. The stars are different. It's strange. It's a strange, phenomenal place.
Yeah. I feel the same about Glacier. And Glacier's cool, too.
Yeah, I agree with Glacier's the same. It's different. Glacier's cold and Yellowstone's hot.
Yeah, you're right. You go out on a glacier, like, just even, like, old Lake McDonald and that stuff around there, man, it's just...
Beautiful.
It's crazy pretty.
Yeah, phenomenal. And you don't... I don't know what... We don't have the biggest mountains in the world, but they sure seem like it when you're going to the Sun Road. Mm-hmm. Holy crap, that's huge.
Terrifying. I don't even care if I ever go on that road again in my life.
Oh, wow.
Fuck that.
I took my girls on it when they were both pretty young.
Going to the Sun Road is literally like two motorhomes wide.
It's scary.
If you go by another motorhome, it'll take off your damn mirror.
It is pretty scary. But you gotta pay attention.
Winding and freaky as hell to me. I don't know. I'm afraid of heights, and I got really afraid of heights that trip because my parents took me to Hungry Horse Dam first.
Oh, good.
And then my mom, like, because I wasn't tall enough to see over, so she kind of like sat me on the edge. But I mean, she had me.
Right.
But I panicked.
Oh, yeah.
And then I rode in the back of the van on the floor in the fetal position the rest of the way up to go in the Sun Road once we got there. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. I was a little scared of it when I was a kid, too. I had a hard time fathoming the whole hugeness of it. And of course, my dad, he was a bit of a smart ass, and he would, you know, do the old slide his hands across the wheel and make it look like he was lost control or whatever. And
freak out.
Oh, yeah. You know, little things like that when you're a kid are scary. But now I took daughters up it, and guess what I thought was funny?
Yep.
Oh, man. Anytime I had a chance to... Granted, neither one of them were scared at all. I don't know if I didn't pull it as well as my dad or they just have the attitude that whatever, they weren't scared. They knew I was full of crap. So I guess it comes back to not being quite as good as pulling it off as my dad was. He was a little more convincing.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, those two places are cool. But those are those aren't unknown gems.
No.
There is places all around there. There's one the Madison Valley is one of the prettiest places in the fall. If you drive past Ennis and keep going south, holy crap, in the fall, it's one of the most beautiful valleys I've ever seen. And then there's lakes off to the side of that. The Tobacco Rib Mountains hold a couple of really cool lakes where, like you were talking, seeing the fish,
mm-hmm.
there's a trail that goes around the lake, and you get up to this one spot, and there's a big cliff, and it's deep. You can jump in if you want. It's all good. It's cold, but it's all good, and you can see, I was up there just watching the water because it was so hard to believe you could see all the way through to the bottom, and fish would come up. You could see them coming up for flies and eating and stuff, cool. And you could, if you had the right equipment, you could just sit there and take a picture of a camera or take a picture of the fish, literally, when it hits the water and gets the fly. It's one of the most beautiful as far as scenery goes.
There is some crazy stuff. Like, Montana's so wild of how big it is. And, like, I think the best part about where we live here is being able to look up the stars. And
yeah.
When they call it the big sky state, it's from this side of the state is the reason they say that. Because it's, like, at night, it just looks so crazy big and vast, you know.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard to believe.
And during the day, you can see storms from hundreds of miles away, it feels like.
You can see four different giant storms at once.
Yeah.
If you get in the right spot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
One thing I noticed when I was in Colorado is that there's still stars, but they're huge and bright, as opposed to here where they're small and a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
There you don't see as many. And it's like, well, of course, you're surrounded by mountains for one, plus your elevation is so much higher, you're actually that much closer to these stars. So they're like giant and vivid.
Huh.
Whereas here, they seem smaller and further away.
Certain nights, like northern lights up here, you get to see that every once in a while. That's pretty damn cool.
And if you happen to be lucky enough to be driving on Highway 2 toward like the west, you can watch them the whole night. If you're driving an all-night trip, and the northern lights are out, you can see them. You can, like, see the curvature of
the cool.
Earth because they like, follow the, just like the sun and the moon, because the way the Earth turns, I believe.
People think the Earth is flat.
Well.
Some people, there's some flat Earth people now coming back.
Hmm.
Which is crazy. I don't agree with it at all, but, you loony bastards, the Earth is round. Look at the other round planets in the sky.
there's a lot of, to every idea there's an
and who knows, maybe I'd be proved wrong someday. Maybe everything's completely flat. Maybe I'm flat. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? But I've never been into space. So unless all the guys from space are lying.
Yeah, no shit. Or the space station that travels around the world that you can take a video of it right now.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Would you go to space if you had the opportunity? Somebody say, hey, Johnny, come on, you got a four-year plan and you're going to space. Yeah.
Other than, I don't think I would do it right now. I got a six-year plan right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Marissa will be graduating, I guess, in 6 years with any luck. So, yeah, after that, I'd probably do it. But till then, I think I'd be selfish if I said yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah.
It'd be tough not to say yes, though.
It would be tough
just for the opportunity to say, hey, I went to space, because how many humans actually get into space?
Well, I guess at the same point, if I died on reentry or something like that and they promised that she'd have $18 billion.
No shit.
That's probably go.
I just want to feel weightless. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think it would feel relieving.
Yeah, probably. What, like...
Decompress, literally.
Do they strap themselves down when they're sleeping? They must.
I'm sure they
do. Piss me off. I just want to float around. I don't want to bump into things, but I mean,
that would be the thing.
I'd want, like, a round padded room just to float around in.
What if you bumped noggins with another astronaut, though? That would hurt.
Well, hopefully we weren't in the same room. It would
be a rude awakening.
Just
bonk right in the head.
When two heads collide, it makes the loudest conking, like...
Yeah, I hate it, dude. I would wake up pissed at that astronaut. I'm sure of it. I would be in a bad mood for that astronaut for a week.
Sounds like two wooden bowls clinking together. Yeah,
I would, and it wouldn't be anything personal. I'd just be mad, and I'd probably ruin his pudding. I don't know. His pudding. Who knows? Who knows what pranks you can pull in space that are huge there that might not be a big deal here. You know what? I don't know. Put a ketchup packet in his sock so that he never knows until it suddenly goes into a chamber that has gravity, steps on it, and ruins his sock. I know, I'm pretty brutal with my pranks.
Could you imagine, like, if you'd peed in space like that, it'd be like...
Especially before my surgery, it'd take forever.
It'd be like a sparkler. Like, because you could draw your name and it would just hang in the air.
Oh my God, that's right. I'm sure you could adjust your gravity in there enough to get it just the right. Because inertia is a thing.
Dot the I.
Yeah, even in space, when something's in motion, it stays in motion actually for a longer time. So you'd have to be very careful where you dot your I's.
Oh, God.
Don't spray when you cross your T's.
Jeez, we went right back to it.
Back to toilet humor in space.
It's funny, though. It's I don't even care. Toilet humor in space is a great subject.
Yeah. It's a new frontier.
Jesus. So, you know when you were a little kid and you'd get so tired you were just delirious and shit was funny?
Yep.
That could be where I'm at right now. It is almost 1 a.m. again. Second night in a row, I promised some podcasts. Well, here's the problem. When you got three kids, you got to get them all to bed. And then you got to go get Johnny, who his older kid is a little bit older than mine. So his kid gets to stay out just a little bit later. So then we wait, and then we show back up over here. And then it always takes us.
We're wore out from...
Yeah, so it takes us a while to get warmed up to even do a podcast. But we're doing them. We're doing them for entertainment only, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope that it brings something someday.
It will. You got some comedians coming to
yeah, bro. You know,
get to helps. Be on this here. When is that? When are they going to be on your podcast?
I'm not sure the date. I know Sean is coming up Wednesday the 24th and plans on running around Malta and doing some promoting, maybe jumping on the podcast. And then...
Cool.
Well, we don't even know yet, but we might just pick Adam up Wednesday night, that night in Billings, too. And then he'll drive into town, or we'll drive him into town. And yeah, that's the plan.
That'll be fun.
Should be really fun. And, yeah, man, I hope everybody comes out to check out some... Because I just want to go laugh with a whole crowd of people. That's yeah. So much fun to hear somebody that's that funny, that has perfected it that well, that can just make you... fucking giggle for 3 hours.
Crafted his art.
Yeah.
Not to mention how fun it is to, the next week to giggle about it and talk with everybody who got to see it.
Yeah, the inside jokes that you'll have with your friends after something like that.
Yeah. It's always no doubt about it. Oh, that's good.
There's still
fun.
Ones I hear from my other comedy shows. I'll be walking down the street or something and somebody comes up and says something. Like, one of them's that Lucas Seeley's got this joke about... the pictograph caves or whatever. And I don't know the actual context of the joke, but the punchline is, that's fucked up. And so I've had a lot of people come up to me and go, that's fucked up. And I know exactly what they're talking about.
Making memories.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Anyway, we're right in an hour. I probably better get my ass to bed. I'm out of topics for tonight, too.
Yeah, work sucks.
Yeah, man. It's exhausting. Keep juggling everything. And like I said, tonight we looked at a different house thinking maybe we should increase our... But, man, the more I think about it, I don't want to have to work more.
Yeah, that's what it'll be, too. I'm looking at that right now, so I'll tell you how that works out.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. Once again, iTunes, Google Play. The Podbean app is one of the coolest ways to listen. And Montartica.com for that. Johnny?
Yeah.
And we're out of here. We'll be back with more this week. Lots of good things coming up here at Montartica Productions.